before this past weekend, we had a wild card round for the NFL playoffs for the 2023 NFL season and for the House Lombardi. It was action-packed and also disastrous for a couple NFL teams. Let's talk about it, but first, let us begin. Cheers, everybody. Welcome to Brew Stilled. I'm your host, Brandon, and for this episode of Brew Stilled, I'll be recapping the wild card round for the NFL playoffs and for the House Lombardi for the 2023 NFL season. For this past weekend's NFL action wild card round, we saw a lot of upsets and also teams collapse, such as the Cowboys and also the Eagles. But also, several storylines are still developing in this year's NFL season as we're now in the playoffs, approaching the Super Bowl, and three teams from the House Lombardi remain in the playoffs. The Packers, the Lions, and the Ravens. So I'll be recapping here in Brazil, but first still, what beer am I pairing for the steps of the Brazil and for a wildcard round for the NFL playoffs? But that beer comes to us from a prominent brewery here in California, that is North Coast Brewing Company, based in Fort Bragg, California. And that beer is called Le Merle, which is a Belgian-style Saison rustic ale that is pale in color, inspired by the rich brewing process of the Flanders region in Belgium. It's abundant in hops, with a Belgian yeast strain that contributes exotic aromas of tropical fruit that also make for an excellent flavor of this Belgian-style Saison. For the color, it has a nice golden straw in terms of the color and a modest head on top that fades quickly. The ABV is 7.9% and comes in a 12-ounce bottle. I can't remember the last time I had a Saison here in the Brew Stilled podcast. It's an excellent beer style and also comes from Belgium originally. They're amazing beers with a nice distinct flavor and also nice and unique brewing process. For a Saison, when it's well made, it's a solid work of art in terms of craftsmanship and also brewing, making for a very nice beer to have. And this one here is available all year round. I definitely love the flavor. It's a nice beer to have in the winter season, but it also could be enjoyed all year round. And I definitely will call this a nice beer to have in the spring and even in the summer and also in the fall. It has a nice universal appeal to it in terms of all year round beer. You'll definitely love it. And it also shows a nice example of California's craft beer scene and also Belgian style beers that come from it. And that beer is called Le Merle from North Coast Brewing Company in Fort Bragg, California. Definitely do check it out. It's official beer pairing for this episode of Brew Stilled and for the wildcard round of the 2023 season NFL playoffs. Okay, let's recap the wildcard round for 2023 season NFL playoffs and for the House Lombardi. I have a lot to say about this because we definitely had a wild weekend of NFL action. So now the wildcard round for the NFL playoffs has now been concluded and the division round is the next step in the process as we proceed towards the Super Bowl and also the final chapter in the NFL season and for the House Lombardi. Here are the scores and games from this past weekend in the NFL playoffs or wildcard round, and I'm definitely not happy with the Cowboys game. I'm actually pretty pissed off, but also not surprised about that game. For the Cleveland-Houston game, the Texans won over the Browns by a score of 45-14, a major victory for the Texans, as in my view, they're now a powerhouse in the AFC Conference, and also now the dominant team in the AFC South. The Texans are going to be around for quite some time. They drafted well, and they got a great coach, and also this team is going to be going places, so watch out for the Houston Texans, because they are probably the most dangerous team in the playoffs from the AFC Conference. The next game is Miami and Kansas City, which was on Peacock, which also generated a lot of controversy given that Peacock is only available towards subscribers. But also for the score, Miami lost this game by a score of 26-7, as Kansas City dominated Miami in this game, and also the game was also below zero in terms of weather. Now for the Packers and Cowboys game, which was on Sunday, a major disaster for the Dallas Cowboys that will have major repercussions and consequences for the Cowboys into next year's NFL season. Now, so far, this is a developing story for the Cowboys, and I'll talk more about that later. As for the score, it was 48-32. Now, the Cowboys closed the gap somewhat later in the game, but also was a major rout and disaster for the Cowboys. This game for the Cowboys was not coordinated very well at all. It was a flat-out train wreck, an epic disaster for the Cowboys. Dak Prescott in this game threw two pick-six interceptions towards the Green Bay defense. That's how bad this game was. I mean, what a major disaster and a major screw-up and a blunder for the Dallas Cowboys. And Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, has got to take action because this cannot continue for the Cowboys, because every damn year in the playoffs, this happens for the Cowboys. And I'm sick of this shit. I'll talk more about this game later after I recap the scores at NFL wildcard playoffs, because this game for the Cowboys, a lot has to be discussed. For the Rams and the Lions got their win over the Rams in Detroit by a score 24-23, a close win for the Lions, but also a major revenge game for Jared Goff, who was once the Rams quarterback and who was traded to Detroit. A good win for Detroit, and also one in the history making of the franchise, as he won the first playoff game since about the 1991 NFL season. A great win for Detroit, as he now move on to the divisional round, which will be played in Detroit against the Green Bay Packers. For the Buffalo game and the Steelers, the Buffalo Bills won this game by a score 31-17 over the Pittsburgh Steelers, a big win for Buffalo, and they also maintained their home field advantage. They'll play Kansas City next week in the divisional round, and I definitely do believe the Buffalo Bills will win that game. This game was played in a major snowstorm, but the storm was over with by the game started. They had to shovel out the field and also stands. The fans got to sit wherever they wanted, wherever they could find a seat. It was a major win for Buffalo, also given the weather circumstances. But also after the game, Steelers coach Mike Tomlin was asked in a press conference about his future as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Before the question even got done being asked, Mike Tomlin walked off the podium and walked out of the press conference, one of the highlights in the post-game press conferences after his win over the Steelers by Buffalo Bills. For the Monday night game, Tampa Bay won over the Eagles by a score of 32-9, a major win for Tampa Bay, as also they advanced the divisional round and where they'll play the Detroit Lions in Detroit. Tampa is also a dangerous team as well, and I definitely do believe the Tampa Bay and Detroit matchup is going to be the most intriguing matchup for the NFC Conference in the divisional round of playoffs. These two teams are on a mission, Tampa and Detroit, and they play each other in the next round of playoffs. Who could win? Any team actually could win this game, but we'll give the edge to Detroit. Okay, that there are the scores for the wildcard round NFL playoffs and also for the House Lombardi. Three House Lombardi teams remain in the playoffs. They are the Packers, the Lions, and also the Ravens. And the Ravens play in the divisional round against the Houston Texans for what could be a very intriguing matchup and also a nice quarterback battle between C.J. Stroud and Lamar Jackson. Okay, that there are the scores for the wildcard round for the NFL playoffs and for House Lombardi. Let's talk about questions and observations. For my first one, it is, are the Texans the new AFC powerhouse? I say yes. I think the Texans have arrived in the NFL. They got some work to do, but also they're almost there. But I definitely think they're there right now in terms of being an AFC powerhouse. Can they sustain it? I think so, but also they probably got to add more in the draft and probably even a free agency, but they're also off to a very great start. And them making the playoffs was also improbable as well. I thought it would be the Jaguars from the AFC South. But the Texans rose to the occasion, and they're now making the divisional round in the NFL playoffs. How far can they go? Can they go as far as the AFC title game? It's possible, but they got a tough task ahead of them against the Baltimore Ravens. I think the Ravens will win over the Houston Texans. That's as far as the Houston Texans go. But overall, they had a great season, and they also have a bright future ahead of them, and a great roster, a great quarterback, and a great head coach. For the Texans, they run the AFC South division, and they probably will for quite some time. The Jaguars, they're a mess, and I think the Texans will find a way to take advantage of that and maintain their dominance of the AFC South division for quite some time. And also, do look forward to hearing more about the Texans for next year's addition to House Lombardi, because they will be one of the teams I'll be covering more consistently in next year's NFL season. But for now, they face off against the Ravens in the divisional round in the city of Baltimore. I think it'll be a very tough game and a close game for both teams, but I definitely do believe the Texans will fall to the Ravens, but also Texans at the same time had a great NFL season. For number two, that is, the Packers are dangerous. They defeated the Dallas Cowboys, they kicked their ass on national television, and I definitely do believe the Packers are the most dangerous team in the playoffs from both conferences. They face off against the 49ers in the divisional round in Santa Clara. Can the Packers win this game? I'm going to say yes. Yeah, the 49ers are good. They got a great roster. They have home field advantage. They had a week to rest for this game. They're more rested. The Packers got travel almost halfway across the country to play this game. That gives the Packers a major disadvantage. But I think the Packers got momentum right now. I mean, this team is dangerous. They got a great run game. And if the 49ers do not stop that, they will lose to the Packers. And I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to make a very bold prediction. I think the Packers will win against the 49ers when they face off against the 49ers this coming weekend in the NFL playoffs. I think the Packers are that dangerous. They are a legitimate dark horse franchise. They are a very young team as well, and young team that is also very dangerous, a great roster, and I think Matt LaFleur has also proven himself to be the long-term coach of that franchise. I had several questions about Matt LaFleur as their head coach, but after seeing him in this season and how the game in Dallas went out, I think Matt LaFleur is their guy for the long-term future. He has shown he can coach a different quarterback other than Aaron Rodgers, and that quarterback is Jordan Love. The Packers are a dangerous franchise. They are going places. It may not be this season, but also in seasons races beyond, this team has long-term success in their future, and they could probably show more of that if they beat the 49ers, and I definitely think they can. The Packers are no joke. The 49ers, though, will give them a tough game, but I definitely do believe the Packers can come out on top, and I'm willing to make that right now a very bold prediction for this upcoming weekend's NFL action. For the Cowboys, they had a major disaster in their loss against the Green Bay Packers, a team they just can't beat in the playoffs. For the Cowboys, their next nemesis is Jordan Love as a quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. That is a major problem for the Dallas Cowboys because they can never get past Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs, and now Jordan Love does pose that problem. But for the Cowboys, they just weren't into the game at all. Their defense was a disaster. There was no organizing nor coordination on the field. The Cowboys just weren't into it, and Dak Prescott threw two interceptions in this game that resulted in touchdowns. That's how bad it was. I mean, the Cowboys just did not get into this game at all, and also because of this loss by the Cowboys at the hands of the Packers, there will be major consequences, and heads might roll down in Dallas. That's how bad this loss is. Now, so far, this is a developing story because so far, no word has come from Dallas in terms of coaching change, but I definitely do believe that will happen given this loss against Green Bay. From this loss by the Cowboys, it does raise a lot of questions, and that is, do they have enough talent on that roster? Because if this team was that talented, why did they lose that bad against the Green Bay Packers? The Cowboys should have won this game. They have a talented defense, or at least we think they do. For their offense, that wasn't great as well because it should have done much better. Yeah, they closed the gap, but they also lost the game, and Dak Prescott had those two interceptions, which resulted in touchdowns for the Green Bay defense. This game was definitely a major shit show for the Dallas Cowboys, and there must be consequences because maybe the Cowboys are indeed overrated. And if they are, they gotta fix the roster. I mean, is Micah Parsons really that great? Because he hasn't shown that on the field. Also, of course, the Cowboys have several Pro Bowlers, but these days, the Pro Bowl really doesn't mean that much. For coaching, I think Mike McCarthy is done as the Dallas Cowboys head coach. I'm not going to advocate for it, but when a team loses like this in the playoffs, there definitely are changes at the coaching position. But also, if Mike McCarthy does go, I'm going to say this. Dan Quinn is not the answer for the Dallas Cowboys. There has been talk that Dan Quinn is a coach in waiting, as right now he is their defensive coordinator, but I don't think he is the answer. Remember what happened with the Atlanta Falcons when Dan Quinn was their head coach? What happened in that Super Bowl? Do we as Dallas Cowboy fans want that to happen? God no. So Dan Quinn is not the answer. If he wants to go coach Seattle and fuck up that Super Bowl for Seattle, then so be it. Because he is not the answer. The next Cowboys head coach must come from outside the organization because this cannot continue for the Dallas Cowboys. And also, Jerry Jones has also got to adjust his own leadership style as well in order to accommodate the right coach for the Dallas Cowboys. And also, as for that roster, they got to probably make some roster adjustments because the talent on the field wasn't there in that loss against Green Bay. For now, though, the coaching position must change in Dallas. That there is a problem and there must be a solution. There are several candidates right now the Cowboys can pick, such as Mike Vrabel, Jim Harbaugh, and probably even Bill Belichick. These are all valuable coaching candidates who are looking for coaching jobs right now in the NFL. Could the Cowboys look at one of those guys? They probably should, because right now things are not working. So that's my thoughts on the Cowboys' major disaster on Sunday against Green Bay, which also should have and will have major repercussions for the Dallas Cowboys. For my next one, that is, the Lions are also dangerous. The Lions won their game against the LA Rams in a major way as well in the city of Detroit, making history for the Detroit Lions. So, can the Lions get past Tampa Bay in the divisional round? I think the Lions are the favorite in that game. And also, if my prediction for Green Bay comes true, we could see Green Bay and Detroit face off in the NFC title game. That would be a great game to see. Two divisional rivals who hate each other playing each other in the NFC title matchup. Green Bay and the Detroit Lions. Are the Lions and Green Bay on a collision course? I see that there is a possibility. I think at least one of those two teams, either Detroit or Green Bay, will make it to the NFC title game, most likely Detroit. But also, maybe, just maybe, both Green Bay and Detroit will face off in the NFC title game. If so, it will be an epic matchup for the ages in the history of the NFL and with the top games in this year's NFL season. So Detroit and Green Bay, two teams in the same division, two House of Lombardi teams, are still in the playoffs. They got key matchups this weekend in the divisional round. If they both make it, and actually hope they do, they'll face off in the NFC title game, a game I'll love to see. For my last one, that is, Tampa Bay is also a dangerous team as well. They They dismantled the Eagles on Monday night. Baker Mayfield had a great game as well, and the Cleveland Browns are probably regretting getting rid of Baker Mayfield, as they should. So Tampa Bay, they're dangerous as well, and they play Detroit this coming weekend in the divisional round for the playoffs. I still have Detroit as a favorite in that game, but I think Tampa Bay and Detroit will be a very close game, as Tampa, in my view, is very dangerous and another dark horse in this year's NFL season and for playoffs. So do look forward to seeing Tampa Bay and Detroit play a really close, tough game that could be hard-fought battle, a good QB battle between Jared Goff and Baker Mayfield. For the playoffs, it will could be an NFL classic in the playoffs. So that's are my observations and questions from this past weekend's NFL action. Here's a playoff bracket for this weekend's NFL playoff action in terms of the games we'll see. The Packers will face off against the 49ers in Santa Clara. Tampa Bay will face off against the Detroit Lions in Detroit. The Texans will face off against the Ravens in the city of Baltimore. And the Chiefs will face off against the Buffalo Bills in the city of Buffalo. For the House Lombardi teams, just the Lions, the Packers, and the Ravens remain in the playoffs. Can any of them make it to Super Bowl? I think the Ravens will, but can they face off against either the Packers or the Lions? Time will tell. For now, though, that should do for me in this episode of Brewstilled. Please do tell your friends and family about this podcast, and please rate this podcast on your Zard podcast directory, as feedback is always appreciated. Please stay tuned for recaps of the 2023 NFL season and the playoffs for the House Lombardi, and I'm also recapping True Detective Season 4 from HBO. So, do stay tuned for recaps of the episodes for that series. Please stay tuned for guest interviews, craft beer content, and other topics of interest. And also check out this podcast over on Instagram at Brewstilled Podcast over on Instagram. Please do enjoy good beer, bourbon, whiskey on this winter season. I'm your host Brandon. Thank you for joining me, and also next time. And until then, be brewed and be distilled, folks. Cheers.